Track 12. Safe, Secure Network. Safe, secure networks means people being able to travel as much as they want, whenever they choose, however they wish, and to wherever they decide to go without worries about being involved in an accident or becoming a victim or witness of crime. Active travel. A transport network needs to be safe and secure. In addition to high-quality roads and public transport, the walking and cycling conditions should also be safe in order to encourage active travel. Several studies have found that concerns about safety are a barrier to active travel. In addition to a lack of time, perceived dangers from traffic are a barrier for school children contemplating active travel to and from school. Older children traveling without an adult also have concerns about personal safety, including strangers, bullies, and busy traffic. Environmental factors such as poor lighting, secluded areas, or woodland on the journey exacerbate these fears. Other studies have found that people from deprived areas consider safety to be a barrier to walking for travel or leisure, and that women are constricted by perceived dangers from the external environment. Traffic is an issue for older people, who also mention that narrow pavements and obstacles, such as parked cars on pavements, impact on safety, and cycle tracks and bus lanes create hazards. 86% of respondents to an Insight survey feel more footpaths should be built alongside current roads, and 81% feel the same for cycle paths. Source: Nexus 2020. Public transport. Perception of safety on buses. In our region, 88% of bus passengers are very or fairly satisfied with their personal safety when on a bus. This is higher than the national figure of 81%. Perceptions of safety at railway stations and on trains. Nationally, 73% of rail users rated personal security whilst using stations as good, rising to 75% when on board a train. When we categorised passengers by journey purpose, commuters were more concerned about personal safety than were other passengers. National results by journey purpose. Commuter: station 69%, train 70%. Business: station 76%, train 78%. Leisure: station 76%, train 79%. Long distance: station 80%, train 83%. Regional: station 74%, train 74%. By operator: cross country: station 83%, train 83%. Grand Central: station 78%, train 88%. London Northeastern Railway: station 79%, train 88%. TransPennine Express: station 79%, train 81%. Northern: station 68%, train 71%. How would you rate the behaviour of other passengers? From 1 to 10, ranging from very bad to very good, the average score was 5.9. This is from the February 2020 Metro Customer Satisfaction Survey. If extra staff were available on the metro, which of the following would you like the staff to do? 94% said keep trains free of antisocial behaviour. 91% said keep stations free of antisocial behaviour. This is from the Perceptions of Safety on the Metro 2019 survey. Security when using public transport. This refers not only to actual incidents of crime, but also whether people believe they may be victims of or witnesses to crime while travelling. A number of surveys have identified that crime and fear of crime limits the use of public transport, second only in many surveys to reliability and accessibility, so that reducing fear of crime could increase patronage by 3% at peak and 10% at off-peak times. The benefits of concentrating resources on tackling perceptions of crime on our transport network rather than actual crime are borne out by indications that the gap between perceived and actual risk is more marked on public transport than for general patterns of fear of crime. The region's main bus operators have invested in safety measures, including onboard CCTV and vehicle location system using mobile technology is also used on many buses, which immediately pinpoints the location of a bus or incident in real time, improving response times and passenger support. Crime rates on the metro remain low, and Nexus work closely with the police to limit antisocial behaviour on the system. Nexus spends £1 million a year on dedicated police patrols for Metro, and have stepped up patrols in the evening to provide customers with reassurance and to ensure that more staff and police are visible on Metro in recent years. Road safety. This will remain a challenge as long as anyone is killed or injured on our roads. There can never be an acceptable level or number of road accident casualties, so zero must always be our target. Despite good progress in reducing serious accidents on our road network compared to other parts of the country, we need to determine how to tackle our child casualty rates, which are higher than the rest of England, with children in deprived communities at particularly higher risk. In addition, pedestrian injuries still make up a high proportion of the number of people killed or seriously injured on our roads, while cyclists and powered two-wheeler PTW riders are involved in more accidents than their respective share of the general traffic. Evidence suggests that concerns about safety when walking or cycling are a significant deterrent factor. Among cyclists and would-be cyclists, concerns about negotiating roads, the risk from other traffic, and potential cycle theft appear to be prominent, while the most significant concern regarding walking was the possible threat from other people in a poorly supervised urban environment. The security of parked bicycles and PTWs can also be a concern. Although there has been a slight drop in the number of cyclist injuries between 2014 and 2019, the number remains too high. Here are the figures. Cyclist fatalities stroke serious injuries stroke slight injuries. In 2014 there were 349. In 2019, 264. What can we learn from elsewhere? Rating systems are available that can give an indication of service quality for cycling and for pedestrians. For cyclists, this can include motor vehicle traffic volumes and speeds and the proportion of heavy vehicles. While for pedestrians, in addition to vehicle traffic speeds and volumes, pavement and path conditions, and the perceived separation between pedestrians and motor vehicle traffic can be included. In order to achieve our safe, secure network objective, we need to improve the safety and security and perception of our region's transport system, so our residents are confident that wherever, whenever, and how often they travel, they can do so without fear.